We're doing the Rambam, Igeret Teman. We're up to page Kuf Lamed. And the Rambam had been describing that Hashem promised us that our connection to Him is everlasting, that the people of Israel are eternal, and that the people's connection to the Torah is eternal. It isn't going to change. And the Rambam continues and says, Lefichach Achenu Kol Yisrael, therefore our brethren, all of Israel, Hanfotzim bekatzvot haaretz, who are scattered throughout the lands, Chayavim atem lechazek tzatchem likzatchem. Your responsibility is to strengthen one another. Ulaametz ulzarez hagedolim laktanim, and the big ones should strengthen and encourage the small ones. Vayechidim lehamon, and the individuals to the masses. Utchaberu umatchem al devar emet shelo yishtane velo yufar. And you should try to have the people unite around the truth, a truth that is eternal and will not change. Ularim kolachem be'emuna, shelo tipol olam velo tishachet. Raise your voices with your emuna, an emuna that will not fall forever, that will never be destroyed. Vehi, and that is, lo'odi al harabim, shakadosh baruch hu echad. Number one, Hashem is singular. And it's not like other things that are singular, that can be divided, that there are similarities to other things. No. He is as unique as can be and as singular as can be. That's point number one. After we've established there is a creator, there is the Holy One, blessed be He. So then we go on to the fact that Moshe is his prophet who conversed with him. V'adon kol ha'nevi'im, He is the master of all prophets. V'ushalem mikulam, He is more whole than any of them. V'hu ha'masig me'akadosh baruch hu ma'shelo yisig echad mikol ha'nevi'im lo lefanav v'lo l'acharav. And he, in his prophecy, was able to perceive what no prophet before him or after him would. V'she'sefer Torah zeh, so that's point number two. Okay? Number one, a creator. Number two, his prophet, and none like him. Number three, v'she'sefer Torah zeh kulo, mibreshit ad le'enecho l'Yisrael, hu dibur me'et ha'borei yitbarach l'Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole Torah, from the first word to the last word, is Hashem speaking to Moshe, she'ne'emar pe'el pe'a daber bo. As the verse says, I speak to him directly. So that's point number three, that the complete Torah is what Hashem said to Moshe. Point number four, v'she'en la'afer v'lo l'shanot v'lo l'osif v'lo l'igroa l'olam. No mitzvah is nullified, no mitzvah changes. You can't add to the Torah or detract from it forever. Number six, v'she'lo tavo me'et Hashem Torah zulata v'lo tzivui v'lo azara. That there will be no other Torah coming from Hashem. There will be no other commandment, no other warning. So these are the 6 points he said. One creator, his prophet, master of all prophets. None come close to him. The Sefer Torah is all Hashem saying so. You can't change. None of it will be nullified, added or detracted. Nor will there be a new Torah. Similarly, remember Sinai. The Rambam says, we have a commandment to always remember Sinai. Hashem warned us not to forget it. And this is a basic concept that we have to teach our children, that this should be a basic part of what they learn. That's what Hashem says. Watch yourself. Be careful lest you forget what your own eyes saw. Lest they move from your heart throughout your life. And you have to tell your children and grandchildren about that day when you stood before Hashem your God at Chorev. And what's fitting our brethren is that you raise your children with that great revelation, with the knowledge of what happened there. And you should publicly discuss the greatness of that moment. That, the revelation at Sinai, says the Rambam, is the pillar that the faith revolves around. And that is the basic claim that leads one to truth. And you should elevate that stand beyond everything, as Hashem does. Shenemar ki she'anali yamim rishonim. Hashem says in Devarim, ask, check out the history. Asher ayu lefanecha leminyom asher bara Elokim Adam al haaretz. Check out the history books from the day man was created. Ulmikteh Hashemayim atzeh Hashemayim. From all corners of heaven. Haniyak hadavar gadol hazeh, o anishma kamo. Has anything this great ever happened? Has anyone ever heard of anything like this happening? Hashem ha'am kol Elokim medaber mitochesh kasher shamata ata vayechi. Has any nation as a nation heard Hashem speak from within the fire as you heard and lived to tell the tale? ודאו אחינו בברית הזאת ובסברה הזאת שהדבר הגדול הזה שנראה במציאות שהעיד עליו נבחר כל העדים שלא היום מקודם כמו וכן לא יהיה אחריו כמו והוא I think maybe should we finish the paragraph or end here? Finish the paragraph?
Yeah.
Okay. And know our brethren with this covenant and this logic that this great occurrence that everyone saw. Now, the Rambam over here is telling us a big chiddush. He says, Shenira b'mitziut. And this is a big question. The Kuzari refrains from entering this point. Meaning, the revelation at Sinai is very pivotal, according to the Rambam, to Jewish thought. The Kuzari points out that there are details about the revelation that we don't exactly understand. He says, we don't have an accurate description of what happened there. And the question is, how far do we take that line in the Kuzari? So let's see. If you don't mind, could you pour?
I didn't know what it was.
Oops. The Rambam over here is telling us something which on the surface is contradictory to what the Rambam writes elsewhere. Let me ask you a question. According to the Rambam, how does one see God? Yeah. How does one see angels? So the Rambam stresses that we don't see it with the physical naked eye. An angel is not a physical being, nor is he seen with the physical eye. The Rambam tells us that a prophet, when he sees an angel, or when he sees a prophetic vision, he sees it with his neshama. His soul sees it. But it's not a physical vision. Someone standing next to him doesn't see what's there. And he doesn't see it with his physical eyes. He sees it with his soul. So Yaakov Avinu could have a dream. He could see a ladder. He's not seeing it with his naked eye. He's seeing it with his soul. There is a discussion among the commentaries. Is it all the soul? Or does it also involve the imagination? That's a discussion among the commentaries. But what did the Rambam say here?
So in the imagination, Rabbi, also the brain takes part, right?
It seemed that way. What did the Rambam tell us here? Shadavar hagadol hazeh shenira b'metziut. This great stand at Sinai was something that was seen in existence. Meaning that Rambam said a huge chiddush here. So Hashem did something extraordinary. Ordinarily, the Rambam maintains, you don't see angels with your naked eye. But here at Sinai, something was seen in physical form. Now, that helps us a lot. On the other hand, the Rambam also maintains that at Sinai, they all had prophecy. So prophecy is not with the naked eye. So that, this needs work. But we have to see that this line that the Rambam said here, "Shenireh b'mitziut," that was seen in existence with our senses, so then the Rambam saying there was a part of the revelation at Sinai which was physical. Okay, that makes sense. It certainly seems that way.
Because we all said, we all
Nase v'nishma, it doesn't seem like that was a part of prophecy. The clouds, the thunder, the voice, it doesn't seem like that's prophecy. Chazal tell us they could see the words. Well, if it's a prophetic vision, you could see a pen fly. You could do everything. What's the greatness in seeing words? But if they saw it with their naked eye, then that's a different story. But then it turns out that when Hashem spoke to them so that their physical ears heard. When an angel speaks to a person, then it's a prophetic vision. Here Hashem spoke to them, it's prophetic, but here they're hearing it with their physical ears. So it's different than any other prophecy? How does that work? You understand there's a difficulty here. The question is, how do we work this out? So the Rambam mentions it in passing. He doesn't work it out for us. He just says, seen in the with the senses. Shenireh b'metziut. She'id elav mivchav kol ha'edim, that the most chosen witnesses testified to this, that there will never again, and there never has been, such a thing. And that is that a whole nation will hear God talk, and will see directly God's honor. So Hashem did this extraordinary thing to strengthen our emunah, to the point where nothing could cause it to waver, and through this we'd reach the truth. And the reason we needed such a strong proof was that in such situations, just as you, our brethren in Yemen, are encountering, we won't stumble. When we'll have to contend with times like these, that there are renewed decrees against the Jews, God forbid, and when those that try to force conversion grow strong over us, this is what gives us strength. God says, I'm coming with this great revelation so you can stand up to tests and always be God-fearing. Hashem says, I appear to you like this, so that you could stand up to every test that you might encounter towards the end of time. Your hearts won't waver, you will not sin. And so you are brethren, you stand firm with our covenant, hold on to your religion, and you continue practicing the faith, don't waver. So that's a powerful paragraph that Rambam just told us. He says, remember the fundamentals, teach them to the masses, make sure everyone knows the greatness of the revelation at Sinai, and make sure everyone knows that God himself testifies that there never was, never will be a duplicate of Sinai. And based on that, you should have the strength to stand up to the tests you're facing now.